republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody. No offense, but we got some people that need to get out of here tonight, so tonight might go a little bit quicker than normal, even. There. So. Can I get approval of the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the November 21st, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No unfinished business, because we just keep rolling right along. New business. Can I get a motion to approve Mayor's appointment for Rick Myers to the Planning and Zoning Board? Reappoint Rick Myers to the Planning and Zoning Board for a 3-year term.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion in 3 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mayor, January 1st.
June. We had to do some talking. Reappoint.
You got it.
Can I get a motion to approve the Buffalo Athletic Club contract that was discussed this morning? Looks like it's the same as everything else. The only difference is, instead of $300 a month, it's now $350 a month.
I'll make a motion to accept the Buffalo Athletic Club contract.
I'll second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Aye.
3 ayes and a no?
2 noes. Yeah.
Huh?
2 noes and 2 ayes. You get to vote.
Aye. So, Mayor cast a deciding vote of aye in the affirmative to accept it. Jerry Spearing, Economic Development Grant Application Update.
Thank you. So, during my last presentation to you, I presented a plan to get what I'm basically looking for is a housing needs assessment through an economic development plan and a grant from the WBC, and you approve that effort, not the whole thing, but just getting started on the effort. As I started trying to write the scope of work and looking at all the other communities, I realized that they got, a good number of them got a complete comprehensive plan out of the funding, plus the housing needs assessment, plus the economic development, which made me think, well, you've already tasked the Planning and Zoning Board to update the 2007 comprehensive plan, and now I'm pursuing a housing needs assessment and separate money and economic development. So that's two projects, and both have some money coming from the council. I backed up a little bit, talked to several people, and said, why don't we just do one? Let's do a comprehensive plan that has the housing needs assessment. Terry had brought up that he wanted to get an updated land use plan through Interstate Engineering, and I said, well, we got a $100,000 possibility grant. That's more than the money that you had targeted for a comprehensive plan update for at least this year. So now I come before you again thinking that what we really should do is a joint effort to get a full $100,000 with a 25% match from the city, and the match from the city comes from money already set aside for the comprehensive update, at least some. I've asked Julie how much that is, and I'm not sure if she quite knows yet. But
$15,000.
And did that include what we were going to spend with Interstate Engineering?
Comprehensive plan update, yes.
Okay. What about their ongoing work for the city?
No, that's a different, that's $40,000 for that.
Okay. Because if Terry asked them to do the land use plan, does that come from the $40,000?
My understanding is it's coming from the $15,000.
Okay, so there's a few details to iron out here. I don't know what they are. But anyway, I really think it'd be in our best interest to pursue that $100,000, which give us, with the match, would give us $125,000 for you to direct toward comprehensive plan, land use, housing needs assessment. And to what you need to do today only is just once again kind of say, Jerry, stop what you're doing, do this. As I tried to write the scope of work, I realized I'm not really the one that can do a very good job of that. I don't speak in whereas and SWOT and gap analysis and all that stuff that people do. But I can get started with it, but we need somebody that knows how to speak those terms and so write them down to have one. And so if you go forward, I've included a bunch of information in here. I really would appreciate each one of you or whoever can contribute to write some editing on this document and let me know what you think it should include. I mean, if you look at a comprehensive plan, it can go all the way down to replace Bomber Mountain and, you know, do the sidewalks, and that's where
you just got Ben's attention.
That's kind of beyond $100,000, I think. So it's going to have to be narrowed down to key necessities. But one of the things I want them to do is, let's say, and I'll just pick on Bomber Mountain, let's say that reaching out to the public and for this effort, it becomes a key topic. I don't know if it is or not, but if it becomes one, I don't want to address it necessarily, but I would like to have a comprehensive plan say, Bomber Mountain needs to be addressed, and this is how you should go about it. You know, want a committee, do whatever they, however you do it, to go get it. But make it a separate issue that the city should pursue, or anything like that. So I'd really like the comprehensive plan, to Mr. Madden's point some a while ago, for action items. I want action items. I don't want words. You know, those sit on the shelf. I'd like them to tell us, here's what the people want, here's the way to go get it. Then, when we got money and time, we can follow those steps and go get it. But right now, I need a housing needs assessment, and we need a comprehensive plan update. So, that's the spiel today. And I don't know if you want to go forward with that or not.
Well, I'm not ready to make a motion or a judgment leading down a $100,000 trail tonight. I guess we have lots of plans. I have an office full of plans. I guess in 10 words, what's the end goal for this?
End goal?
Well, I'm saying 10 words or less, but what is the end goal of doing all this?
Complete your directed comprehensive plan update and a housing needs assessment. Maybe 10 words.
Well, the housing needs is really something that's already established, isn't it? What kind of backup information would you need for it?
The housing needs assessment to be more detailed. Everybody, I think we can agree, or maybe 90% of the population agrees that we need more housing. What isn't agreed upon is what type of housing, you know, from work camp, you know, from what do they call those ones that set up in the oil field, all the way up to high end, and however you define all the steps in between. A needs assessment can be very specific, like Gillette has and Sheridan and other communities. It says, need this many new housing units comprised of apartments, you know, duplexes, small houses, larger houses. So it can be very specific. So as our work group, the one that I'm working with, goes forward, we can find ways to accomplish those. Right now, I can't even get anybody to agree what specifically we should go for. And so that's what a housing needs assessment would provide for the city.
And where is the county on?
The county is doing, thank you. I had, had mentioned them last time because I was really confident that helped with this effort. But then after I expanded the effort, they have their 2005 comprehensive plan update ready to be, the RFP ready to be issued within days. I'm going to go to the meeting tonight and I'll probably hear what day that is. But it's written and just needs a sign off from planning and zoning and then go to the commissioners to be issued. That's going to cost them in excess of $200,000. I don't know what. $300,000, maybe $199,000, I don't know exactly. But they've been budgeting that, and they're unwilling to participate in Buffalo's comprehensive plan because it went beyond what I originally said. And then they look at it, the economic plan, comprehensive plan, housing needs assessment, it all becomes kind of one document the county is already doing their part on. And the timing, Mr. Mayor, is still, the application has to be done February 1st, or we don't participate in this grant issue. And I guess there's no guarantee we'd get it, you know, that, but I'd like to try for it. With Julie's help. And Myra's help. Myra's done a lot of work on the comprehensive plan already, and my intent is to fold all the efforts that we've done, all the data that we have, into it, try to keep the cost down, and so that it is, it's not a $200,000 project.
I just missed the link between this study and alleviating, you know, stresses we have in the housing industry.
I'm sorry.
I say I have trouble making the connection between this study and correction or the remedy that might exist for housing. Right now, I think we always use the term attainable or affordable housing. And the kind of things that make it unattainable and not affordable is beyond our control. For example, maybe right now if you have a borrower wants a 30-year loan, it might be close to 8%. Maybe a little less, but pretty close. And then you say, well, what's an affordable house now with this upheaval in the market? You know, you pick a number like $240,000 at 8%, that's $1,750 a month plus taxes and insurance. At 2%, however, it's $887. Almost $1,000 less per month. Then you can see there's some hope. I mean, you can see how that could be fixed. And then I guess what I'm hearing is that $240,000 is an archaic term or amount. It's more like a minimum of $340,000 or $50,000. Well, 8% interest, and you borrow the money for this, it's going to be $2,500 a month, plus taxes and insurance. So again, you know, it costs way over twice as much now to have this alleviated compared to what we had only about 2 or 3 years ago with decent interest rates. So to me, it's just a big exercise in knowing what we can't do.
Well, I think there's a lot of things we can do, but it's all of it takes effort. And when I look at those ideas, which I'll mention in just a second, housing needs assessment is a key component to try to get those things going. But, for example, Red Lodge has a foundation, and they've been very successful building housing in Carbon County and Red Lodge for their need. And a foundation is a good example, as a way to do it. A land trust is also a way to do it. And what solutions? I'm not sure what they all are, but if we had a person that wanted to develop a project that met some definition of affordable, attainable, workforce, whatever it is, but it was too costly, if I could find a way, and I think there are good ways to do it, if I could find a way to pay for the infrastructure, not ask you to pay for it, but to pay for the infrastructure through grants or donations or whatever, then we got a project, we got the needs established, the methodology established, and then maybe we can get a project going. Right now, can't do anything. But there are ways, and people are doing affordable housing all over the state. They're doing them. I mean, they got projects going and infrastructure going, and they're using grants and donations and all kinds of things. And we don't have a single one of those tools. Well, that may be overstating it, but we haven't identified it exactly and got anything going. So
I guess in my mind, this needs assessment will help us identify what type of housing we need, and it'll help potential contracts and developers build what is needed. Because it's 10 years ago we built a spec house, and we sat on it for almost a year because we couldn't sell it, the market wasn't right, and that ended up cost us quite a bit of money because you got to get a commercial loan if it's not primary residence. And we need to know, what do we need? Single family, multifamily, do we need in for affordable housing, do we need workforce housing, what price range we need, what type of housing, duplexes, condos, whatever. I think this needs assessment would help us identify the areas that we're lacking. It would give us an inventory of town of how many houses we have in each type, and so we could see what areas we're lacking. Then the developers would be probably more willing to develop if they know, we're short 50 houses of this type, so they could go and start building that house because that's what we're short of and that's probably what'll sell. But if we don't know what we need, it's kind of a shot in the dark to try to build something and hope it sells. And if you can sell it, great, you can make money. If you can't, if you got to sit on it, then you probably just break even. And that's the incentive. I think that's why the private sector isn't building a lot right now. The incentive isn't there. There's too much risk. You don't know what the market's going to be. And I'd be scared to try to build something right now as a contractor. I don't know. I can't. There's not many lots left in town that are affordable. Most of them are going to, new ones are going to be $100,000 for a lot. It's hard to build it. affordable house when you spend that much for a lot.
How much of this changes on two things, I guess, in my mind? The next election and the market.
Boy. Give me an answer. If I could get an answer, I'd be in the stock market right now. I have no clue. What I think is the whatever's going to happen with inflation is going to be very slow. It's not going to just fall back to where it was. It's going to, if it starts coming down, it's going to come down slowly. So we'll be 2-3 years trying to get mortgage rates down to anywhere near where they were. And then as far as supplies, it all depends on demand. You know, if wood, if people start building, wood stays high. If they don't, it'll start dropping in price. Same with all the other pieces. And I throw projections here. I haven't an idea, except all I know is the entire state and everything, everybody I talk to, and Housing Council, Wyoming Housing Council, that I had a meeting with, a Zoom meeting on Friday, everybody's in exactly the same thing, and they're trying to go forward, and a lot of them are. But it's a slow process. But most of them have established their housing needs assessment. And I know it seems like a piece of paper and a plan, but it really can give us direction and open doors for grants. And I mean, and I've said this before in previous times, not last time, but I really believe there's money out there, donation money, that we can tap into for project. To do that, we have to have a concrete plan, concrete need. You got to lay it out very specifically and say, look, this is what we've established as a need. Here's a methodology to do it. And that's sort of needs assessment is part of that. Sorry, I'm running on and on, but you asked me a question.
Well, I personally have to look at this a little bit more. If we go up to the 100,000 and the city has to make the entire 25% match, it's asking $25,000 of taxpayer money to maybe go down a road.
$75,000 and our match would be $25,000, yeah. And that'd give us $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we get the full $100,000, we actually pay $33,000.
$33,000. So
what's that?
So you're kind of doing the math backwards. So we have to spend $100,000 to get $75,000. We're on the hook for the $25,000 then. Mm-hmm. To get $100,000, we have to spend $133,000, and then we get.
So why does the same form say 25% match up to $100,000?
Yep, you can get up to $100,000, and you have to match 25%.
So 25% of $100,000 is?
Well, to get $75,000, you have to pay 25%. You have to pay 25% of $100,000 to get 75. You have to pay 25% of $133,000 to get $100,000.
Okay, I didn't understand.
There is a formula calculator on their website. So, and I can walk you through that.
Ah, that's all right.
That's all right.
I'll take your word for it.
Can you get us a copy of the one, the study that was done, and you said Gillette was one of them?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to see what they come up, I mean, what concrete stuff did they come up with $75,000?
Absolutely. I have probably 10 different programs, like, of people, of communities that have done stuff with.
And you got your studies?
Yes.
Okay, well, weed out some of the more.
I want to read them all. I couldn't get through them all.
Well, send us the better ones.
I guess I'm kind of like the mayor. I'd like to know a little bit more about what we end up with, you know. And one way to do that is to take a good example of a town that's done it and look at their studies so we have a ballpark idea what this would be to. That's my feeling.
I didn't check the agenda. What's the next meeting?
19th.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
He's telling the 19th.
Yep. Okay.
You bring it in here.
Enough time, Julie?
Drop it off. Julie's office.
Would that give you enough time?
Sure.
I say yes, but it's going to be relying on you. Okay, yeah, I can.
Bring one in.
Date or in email. I'd send you one or two. They're probably the best.
Right? An email?
Well, how do you want it?
Well, I didn't know you had electronic.
Oh, I'll print them out. I'll send them to
Julie. We're out of time here. Yeah, we're up town. No, an email would be great.
Okay.
Not 10 of them, though.
But I do want to thank. I do want to thank you for all the work that you're putting into this, and it's greatly appreciated. And I know it seems like we're kind of bashing on you, and I don't want that to come across that way. I just got to have more information before I can make up my mind.
Does everybody want two?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Maybe just send it to Julie, and she can forward it to everybody.
I can do that too.
Whatever works easiest.
Hi, Julie.
Or Julie.
I'm on vacation for the next month.
Okay. Hey, you are now.
Yeah. Again, thank you, Jerry, for all the work that you're putting into this. It is appreciated. For the members of the press, Councilman Madden is not storming off the.
No.
Mr. Curvin with reports.
No. Julie, I think on Les Hook's agreement, there's an easement, and I apparently didn't get that to you, so if we could put this off till next meeting.
Bueller, oh wait, Terry, no, Terry's a little under the weather. Chief, is that?
Mayor, Council, good evening. November, we ended up ending the month at 2,674 calls for service and sent to our 911 center. 1,165 incidents were created from those calls for service. We had 5 arrests for the month of November, 2 DUI arrests, and 1 public intox, so alcohol related yet again. So obviously the holiday season coming up, I'd just like to have everybody remember, be responsible, get rides, do everything you can. We hate to see tragedies happen, especially around the holidays and with Christmas parties and everything going on. Just be mindful of that. And you know, our officers are out and about and aware and doing.
Get your own ride or you'll arrange one for them.
Excuse me?
Or get their own ride or you'll arrange one for them?
Exactly. I don't like them to stay at our house, so I'd rather them go home and be with their families. And I would also like to thank everyone that was involved in the fire the other night. Our fire crew and all our first responders did an excellent job responding quickly. And they did a great job, so I just want to thank them for their service. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions that you might have. Sounds good. All right. That's all I have. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Silver.
Mayor Council, nothing to do. Happy to answer any questions.
Don't have anything. The water leak on Sunset's fixed, so we're
water.
You have anything for the good of the order?
I do not have anything of importance.
Okay. Are there any oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City County meeting December 19th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting December 19th at 5 p.m. City offices are closed for a happy holiday on December 25th. And with that, can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that.
Second.
Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.
Thank you.